So today I wanted to talk to you, about Matthew 24, verse 37. The Lord told us that as the days of Noah were, so it would be at the coming of the Son of Man. So just kind of paraphrasing this, as the days of Noah were evil and full of violence, the days leading up to, right before the Lord's second coming, would be violent, would be marked by evil as well. And what I wanted to do with today's update was to connect the dots between some of the headlines we're reading, some of the news reports we're seeing on TV, and what the Bible actually says. And I think you'll find once those dots get connected to the Bible, it's so obvious what's going on today. I do want to alert you to that if you go to If you go to audioboom.fm/brosteph, and you pull up the audio titled The Days of Noah, then you'll see in the description on that audio a link to Pastor JD's prophecy update, his YouTube update, the Tamar Yonah Show, where they talked about some of the things going on in Israel right now, and the violence and the killings that have happened in Israel. And then also, you'll see an article, a 22-year-old woman is killed in Jerusalem from a terror attack. I've provided the link to that article as well, that leads to Israel today. So we're seeing a lot, we're hearing a lot. It becomes extremely overwhelming. And I know people get really concerned. Look, we've got, and here's where we're going to start connecting the dots. We have beheadings going on in Canada, beheadings that have happened in the United States, and terror killings that are happening in Israel, Jerusalem. Now, I don't know about you, but it can't be a coincidence that the United States and Canada, who support Israel, Canada actually supports Israel more than the United States does at this point. But the United States is viewed, the perception in the Middle East is that the United States supports Israel. So you have Canada, United States, and Israel together at the same time going through violent episodes of terror. Now, when you connect those dots now to the Bible, to Matthew 24:37, you connect those dots to Revelation 19. And then you connect those dots to Zechariah chapters 10 through 14. It's easy to see that what's going on is that God is preparing this world for the return of his Messiah, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. That's what's going on. The next big event, I believe, that's going to take place is going to be the rapture of true believers from the face of this earth. And I expect that's probably going to happen in my lifetime. I can't tell you a date, I can't tell you when, but I can tell you, I believe with everything in me, that we're in the season of the second coming of Christ. If we're in the season of the second coming of Christ, then we must be in the season of the rapture. Look, here's another sign that I think is hugely important, and we don't talk about it enough. The Lord promised that when he came back and returned, and this is in Zechariah, and I believe it's chapter 12, 13, or 14, but that's where it's at. I'd have to look it up. That when he comes back for the second time, he's going to touch down. His feet are going to touch on the Mount of Olives. And from the Mount of Olives, he's going to walk straight into the heart of Israel, of Jerusalem, Israel. And he's going to set up his kingdom. And he's going to rule and reign right there from Jerusalem. Now, let's unpack that a minute. What had to have happened for this prophecy to come true? Israel had to become a nation. When did Israel become a nation? May 1948. Now that Israel is firmly in their own land, and the Bible teaches that they'll never be uprooted again, for the Lord to prophesy in Zechariah thousands of years ago that his feet would touch the Mount of Olives would split in two, a river would come pouring out of the Mount of Olives and go right into the heart of Jerusalem, a new river. For that to have happened, Israel would have to be a nation. Israel is now a nation. And so we're in those days that this prophecy can come to pass. Also, you'll remember when the Lord left and the cloud took him up in the book of Acts, the cloud took him up out of the sight of the apostles, and they were staring and looking up into the heavens, and two angels said, "Hey, men of Galilee, what are you doing looking up there? Don't you know that the Lord is going to come back the same way he left?" And where's he going to come back? To the Mount of Olives. So again, Israel had to be a nation. The land of Israel had to blossom and become like a land of milk and honey. It is now. And that prophecy from those angels is also going to come to pass at the right moment in time. Now, when is that exact moment? Nobody knows. If anybody says they do, they're a liar. Because God said, no man knows that, you know, no man knows when Jesus is going to return for his second coming. Nobody but God knows that. But the thing I wanted to pass along to you is we've got violence happening. Children are killing one another. We just had here in, I think, Maryland, in the United States, a child in a high school, a young person killed, went on a shooting rampage. And we see these things, Ebola, we see violence. Just the violence is becoming uncontrollable, and also deception. Deception is growing at unparalleled rates. And so I just wanted to encourage you to keep looking up, because Jesus is coming back soon. And I wanted to remind you, too, to stay in the Word and to live out your faith and to obey God. Do what he tells you to do. Go to brosteph.org to look at my intelligence reports. Go to facebook.com/groups/brosteph to get involved in our Facebook conversation, and my audio blog, audioboom.fm/brosteph. I'll talk to you again real soon. Keep looking up. Jesus is coming back.